Donald and Marion Spencer, Cincinnati community leaders. Share this. Donald and Marion Spencer. M. Married in 1940 and often with their two boys in tow, Donald and Marion Spencer worked tirelessly for educational equity and equal rights for over a half century. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. The Spencers' public lives deservedly earned the family plaudits and recognition. Donald Spencer, 1915-2010, was one of Cincinnati's first African-American realtors. He also became the first African-American broker to serve as president of the Cincinnati Board of Realtors. Additionally, he was the first African-American trustee of Ohio University, 1974-1983. Mr. Spencer was passionate about Cincinnati parks and worked to ensure all Cincinnatians had access to green spaces and to keep the Crone Conservatory free for residents. Marion Spencer, 1920-2019, was the first African-American woman on the Cincinnati City Council. She also worked with the Board of Education to desegregate schools. Additionally, she chaired the Ohio Civil Rights Commission and was the first African-American president of the Woman City Club. Moreover, Mrs. Spencer was the first female president of the Cincinnati NAACP chapter and a trustee of the University of Cincinnati. Related article. The History of African Americans in Cincinnati. After being banished from the front gate of Coney Island by a guard brandishing a gun on July 4, 1952, Marion Spencer filed a lawsuit and subsequently won the case, which desegregated the amusement park. Later, in 2004, she initiated litigation and won a lawsuit that aimed to restrain members of the Republican Party from implementing tactics that would discriminate against Black voters in Hamilton County. Donald and Marion Spencer's public lives deservedly earned the family plaudits and recognition, including being the first husband and wife to be recognized as great living Cincinnatians by the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce. Related article. Must-read books by Black authors in Cincinnati. Donald and Marion Spencer worked tirelessly for educational equity and equal rights for over a half century. Donald and Marion Spencer graduated from the University of Cincinnati and earned honorary degrees. From Ohio University, Eden Park features the Donald Spencer Overlook, and tributes to his wife include a downtown street, a building at their alma mater, and a statue at Smale Riverfront Park. Donald Spencer, an accomplished jazz musician, taught at the Cincinnati Public Schools and was an activist. He was a member of Kappa Alpha Psi and trustee at the New Vision United Methodist Church. Marion Spencer was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc. and the Lynx, Incorporated member. Sources. Donald Andrew Spencer Sr. Wikipedia. Donald and Marion Spencer. Lives of Love and Social Justice, LibLog, uc.edu, Marion Spencer, Wikipedia. Cincinnati History Library and Archives, cincymuseum.org. About the First 28. The First 28, graciously sponsored by the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, celebrates Black Cincinnatians who were the first in their fields. Each day during Black History Month, we will celebrate athletes, artists, business leaders, civil rights activists, educators, physicians, and politicians. The Voice of Black Cincinnati is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job postings, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Images provided by Good Things Going Around and Cincinnatus. Share this.